This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2225, Three Phases of Money Feelings by Chris of KeepThrifty.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate an article for you every single day from some of the best websites when it comes to money and finance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to today's post and optimize your life. Three Phases of Money Feelings by Chris of KeepThrifty.com. Let's play a game. I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to think about how that word makes you feel. No planning out what you'll say, just note the first feeling you can identify. Okay, are you ready? Here's the word. Money. What did you come up with? I put this out as a poll on Twitter with a few options, and here's what came back. 26% said stress, 59% said excitement, and 15% said indifference. Where do you fall in? Where would you like to be? Let's take a look at these three money feelings as phases in your financial journey. Phase 1, money stress. According to a survey by the American Psychological Association, 61% of Americans cite money as a very significant or somewhat significant source of stress in their lives. 35% of couples experiencing relationship stress said money was the primary cause, according to another survey. Let's put it bluntly, money stress is a destroyer of marriages, health, and happiness. The obvious source of money stress is feeling like you don't have enough. That said, things can go quite a bit deeper than that. Early on in my life, money was a huge stressor, even when it came to finally buying something I'd been saving up for. In our first few years of marriage, I stressed about not saving enough, even though I was taking full advantage of my retirement savings incentives at work. I wasn't loaded, but I wasn't short of money either, and yet money was still a huge stressor in my life. Why? Because I wanted to be in control. I wanted freedom, and I viewed money, or lack thereof, as a barrier to being free. How to move beyond money stress. The best way to gain control is to improve your knowledge. In this case, there are three major things you need to learn in order to move beyond the money stress phase: how money works, how much you make and spend, and how to make more and spend less. Once you know these three things and start acting on them, you'll find that stress starts to fade, though it won't necessarily disappear completely, and that excitement starts to come to the forefront. Phase 2, money excitement. This is the phase where things really start clicking. You have a solid grasp of what money is, how to manage it, and you're starting to see the fruits of your labor. Your account balances are increasing, and the feeling of being in more control can be downright intoxicating. Awesome! Wait, why is this only phase 2? Shouldn't this be where I'm trying to end up? Not quite. It's great to get out of the money stress phase, but money excitement can be just as dangerous. The biggest risk of money excitement is viewing money as the goal instead of a goal enabler. How many people are financially successful in every sense of the word and yet can't seem to find an amount of money that would qualify as enough? How many people spend too much time in cars to drive to jobs they don't like, to work too many hours, all in the pursuit of the next level of affluence? Let's look at this another way. If you had a huge windfall come your way tomorrow, what would you do? If your answer starts with, "I'd buy," you may want to pause and reconsider. The stuff you can buy is a short-term outcome. If you're looking for long-term sustained fulfillment and happiness, you're probably not going to find it in a Porsche. The real question is, what lifestyle would you like to make for yourself? What would you do to find fulfillment? How would you spend your time? If you can figure out the answers to these, you'll be able to redirect your excitement from money to something more important, to living out your dreams. Moving beyond money excitement. While the key to getting out of money stress was to learn more about money, the key to getting out of money excitement is to learn more about yourself. Spend serious time thinking about these topics: what your values are, what your dream life would be like, and what impact you hope to make on the universe. The problem with money stress was having money dominate your mindset with negativity. The problem with money excitement is having money dominate your mindset with positivity. In either case, money is inappropriately taking center stage. Instead, focus on what would be important for you if money weren't a consideration. With that in mind, the ultimate goal for money feelings is achieving money indifference. Phase 3, money indifference. Yep, indifference. The ultimate state we can hope to achieve is to eliminate money as a factor in our decision-making. Imagine the freedom of turning down the huge promotion that comes with a fat pay raise, but an expectation of 24/7 availability and a lot of travel. Imagine giving both your time and money generously to the causes you believe in. When you can become hyper-focused on what you can do during your 85 or so orbits around the sun, you can start to view money for what it really is: a tool to help you accomplish something bigger. To be clear, this stage is full of excitement. It's just not excitement about money. The excitement here is about being in a stage of life where money acts only as a tool to support your goals, not as a goal itself. If I can get to the point that money is only serving to support my family and accomplishing our goals, living in our values, and making an impact on the world around us, I'll consider this all a success. You just listened to the post titled "Three Phases of Money Feelings" by Chris of KeepThrifty.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. What I got out of this article is that money is important up until a certain point, and then it becomes less of a focus for many of us. According to a study conducted by psychologist Daniel Kahneman and economist Angus Deaton, a salary of $75,000 a year is the magic number after which people's day-to-day happiness no longer improves. So when you're below this number, increases in income are going to make a big difference in your life. But after that, it might be worthwhile to investigate other metrics of success. I've found in my own life that after reaching a certain threshold of financial security, Rather than spending mental energy thinking about how I can make more money, I've been given an opportunity to ask bigger questions. How do I want to spend my time? What kind of contributions do I want to make in the world? How do I want to be remembered by my family and friends? What experiences do I want to have? This article also reminded me that financial wealth is not the only form of capital we should be chasing. There are actually more sources of capital, like social capital, intellectual capital, and spiritual capital. And when you consider a more expanded picture of wealth, you might be more wealthy than you realize. If you'd like to dive into this topic even more, I'd encourage you to check out Lynn Frere's speech from the Economy Conference on YouTube. It's called The 8 Forms of Capital. But that will do it for today. Thanks so much for joining, as always, and be sure to tune in tomorrow for another article. That's where your optimal life awaits.